Wait, start again.
He's just seeing his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track here.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Hello, and welcome to another week.
Welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with Michael Bruce Image Consulting, where we take fashion and style very seriously, but we don't take ourselves seriously. Let me introduce you to the team. First up, we have the very debonair Bruce.
Yo, yo.
The stylish Beck.
Hello.
Sassy Stacy.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah. Sassy Stacy.
And I'm proper it. Pamela.
Proper Pamela. Hey, so that's really funny. Wow. Whew. It's a Monday. Hey, Beck, what's happening in the news? Anything?
Well, I've got two things in the news. One is not so great. You may have heard of the early untimely death of Virgil Abloh, which is really sad. He was 41. He was the first Black artistic director at Louis Vuitton. And, I think he fought a courageous battle for 2 years in private. It's very Chadwick Boseman. I mean, these
very Chadwick
people
Boseman.
Who can go through this kind of extreme treatment and just keep it really quiet. It's just amazing to me. So I just, it's a real tragedy. I think it's a real loss to the fashion industry. It's also cool that, he's born in Chicago and, he was raised in Rockford. That's not necessarily the fashion capital of the world, and he rose to such great heights. So I don't know. I just, I was moved by that. So,
yeah. First man of color, or I think person of color, actually, to head a French couture house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Which is pretty cool. The other piece of news is actually more practical. It's just that after not doing it last year, Snowflake Lane is back in Bellevue Square. And for those people who live nearby, unfortunately, due to some other incidents around the country, they're actually going to be shutting down Bellevue Way and blocking it off with cement-loaded box trucks to keep trucks out of there. So if you're planning to go to Bellevue Square, which is a super fun thing to do, just plan accordingly and know that this is for people who live, in the area. Bellevue Way will be closed down every night at 7 from now until New Year's.
Pamela and I were there a couple of weeks ago with a client, and we were walking across the bridge, and it was probably during the, tester part of it. And Pam was like, "Is it snowing?" I'm like, "It's snowing, and it's Snowflake Lane." And they were kind of doing a little practice, but it was really cool. Really cool.
Well, that's cool.
It wasn't real snow,
but it wasn't. No.
Or something.
It was something, but it looked really cool.
So it was Snowflake Lane versus Snowflake
It was Snowflake Lane.
but it was cold.
Thank you. She'll be here all week.
Yeah, you get to see it before the crowd. So that's exciting news, Beck. I'm glad that's back. So,
yeah, me too.
Well done, the Bellevue Collection, for bringing that back.
Yeah, I love Snowflake Lane. Been there a couple of times. Get there early because you got to get a spot.
Yeah.
So it was really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are we talking about today, Pamela?
Okay.
Papa Pamela.
Well, today's it was a joke. You don't need to carry on.
Oh, no. I'm going to keep that one.
All right. So this week's show, kind of toyed with a few ideas of what we were going to call it. I thought about gluttony, but decided to call it two for the money.
Okay.
Intrigued?
Intrigued.
Yes.
Two for the money.
All right. So, we've just had Thanksgiving where we all, come together with our families and our loved ones and we give, we're thankful for, all the blessings that we have in our lives. And then we turn around the next day and we all go shopping.
Shop.
Yeah.
Not something. So do all of you, quick poll, do all of you take advantage of Black Friday sales? Do you go?
No.
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Yes.
Not.
So.
I do not either.
I do.
I go online, but I don't go to the stores anymore.
So I've been to 3 years in a row, 4 years in a row, Black Friday.
Actually, I have to take that back. I
Appliances.
Did give my son a gift. Well, I got my son a cooking gift, but I will not say what it is now or which child.
Right.
But I ended up doing curbside pickup at Macy's. So I actually did go to the mall, but I figured I would save, on all the shipping and, probably coming from somewhere and who knows where. I could just go in my electric car right over to Bellevue Square. And I will give a shout out to Macy's because it was the Saturday after Black Friday and the mall was crazy and it was in my car and I was out of there in 5 minutes.
There you go. Awesome.
So having worked one Black Friday years and years ago when I worked a retail job, never doing that again. I mean, I was working it and it was nuts.
I was surprised it wasn't that crazy. crazy. A couple places that I went, but it, I also came with a purpose. So Black Friday is all about big appliances. So last 3 years, big appliances.
All right. So that's great. So some do, some don't. But I guess, the, you know, kind of the premise for the show is talking about what's the right things to potentially purchase for, you know, from, oh, so it's Cyber Monday now, right? Some of the, a lot of the stores have still got their sales going on from Black Friday. So it's been extended through the weekend. But, you know, what does that look like? Buyer beware?
Mm-hmm. The emails are flying in like crazy.
Holy.
Wow. I know, right?
Yeah.
30%, 40%, 60% off.
I'll go ahead and dip my toe into this conversation right off and say, if you don't have the money right this minute, there's going to continue to be sales. Now, granted, there's the whole supply chain issue and are you going to get it and that kind of thing. However, that's a concern whether you buy it today or in 2 weeks. So get creative and you can always wrap up a picture of said item or whatever it is.
I've done that
I just before. Think that it creates a ton of like fear that you're going to miss out and truly the sales are going to be there.
Yeah. And the stores are loaded with merchandise, by the way. I mean, I have seen Pamela, you and I, we've been to the mall. I mean, there's a lot. The trucks have rolled in and it's good to see that there's a lot of merchandise in the stores.
Well, at least there's clothing anyway.
There is clothing. Yes, there is clothing.
Sure about anything else. Maybe, but yeah. But it's really the kind of the whole idea of, you know, this, we spend a day giving thanks and whatnot, and then we all go out and shop for gifts for the holiday season, which I think is great, but it's that mindfulness of actually shopping, you know, where do you spend your money? What are the things that we should be looking at? I mean, like Bruce just said, you know, appliances, I agree, that's a great thing, but this is a style show. So you know, let's talk about kind of that aspect of it.
Well, it was a stylish appliance.
Well, that's great.
I think for me, it's kind of hit me right. Like, so randomly, my son needed shoes about a month ago, and he ended up getting some Allbirds. And then my husband liked the message behind them. It's more, you know, recycled, and like the plastic is recycled plastic, the rubber soles. And so he decided, and he did need a new pair as well. So he went and got a pair. Well, had we waited, they're now on sale for Cyber Monday. You know, I mean, it's not a huge
discount,
but it's
enough. I wonder if they'll give you a credit.
You know, I don't know.
A lot of businesses and stores do that. I know even Banana Republic, if I think it's a 10 or 14 day. So if something does go on sale, they'll actually, you bring it back in or you tell them.
And get a credit.
And they'll give you a credit for what that amount was. So I think that's actually a really good thing.
Well, I like what Pamela is talking about here, what she's trying to bring up, this idea of the mindfulness and not panic shopping and being reactive, where especially if the whole family has gotten together for Thanksgiving and everyone is sitting around talking about what they want for the holidays, and you suddenly start reacting out of panic. I'm not saying that this is what happened to anyone in particular, Stacey. I'm just saying it could happen to you you know, you're struggling with what to get people and so you panic shop and it's not as thoughtful as it could be. And in a time of gluttony.
But also, I think, Stacey, that, you know, being not just mindful, but cautious about where you're shopping too. Because, you know, you, like Bruce said, we're being bombarded with these emails like today, Cyber Monday, H&M 30% off and so on and so forth. Where do you shop and where are those places where you know you're going to get exactly what you're asking for? You know, Bruce had a story about something that he purchased online, not this year, a while ago. Bruce, why don't you share?
Buyer beware. And it was a really good thing for me to learn. My daughter wanted this coat. I was like, I'll find it. Went online. I was like, oh my gosh, I found her a beautiful off-white pea coat. It was perfect for her.
Like the brand or the color?
It was off-white. So it was just a pea coat is a style coat. So it was an off-white.
Right, but off-white, speaking of Virgil Abloh, off-white is the brand.
His brand off-white. No, it wasn't the brand off-white.
Okay.
It was off-white
color.
It was
the color off-white.
Off-white
gotcha.
Color, right. And I was super excited about it. There wasn't any reviews on it. I'm like, it's a great price. Got it. You know, 10 days later, opened the box. Oh, my gosh. It wasn't off-white.
Oh no!
It was definitely more tan, and it wasn't wool melton, The fabric was completely different. It was shorter. Everything about it was just wrong. And I was like, buyer beware. And then I tried to return it and couldn't return it.
Well,
really?
Interestingly. Yep.
Couldn't return it. The place was not existent.
Pete said to me last night after he had heard the news about Louis Vuitton, mm-hmm. he said, oh, funny. I saw in my feed that there's these bags that are for sale. Like you can get one for like $68. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a sale because of. And I was like, oh, honey, that's mm-hmm. so cute. No.
Yeah. No.
Like
yeah. it's too good to be true.
Yeah, that yeah. happened to me once. Okay, I'll admit this is a so embarrassing.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, and it was really high end, and I got right. this off of eBay. I bought this bracelet, and when it came, it had sort of a weird thing at the catch, and I thought, well, I'll go into the store and see if they can fix it. And I went in and I said, "Oh, this is kind of can this be?" And she just sort of looked at me like, "Do you not understand this? That it's not working because it's fake." Like she just had this like look of sort of pity on her face, and yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's not real. And she was like, no. And I said, oh, I'm so embarrassed. And she said, don't be, this happens a lot. People think they find a deal that's mm-hmm. too good to be true. And man, it was sobering, I have to admit.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well.
So I will say, I was just gonna say, you can find, if you're looking for specific things, there are some websites that guarantee, like The RealReal, for example, it's guaranteed to be authentic. So,
that's
you know,
good.
If you're buying from a site like that, you don't have to worry that they authenticate it before they sell it to put it on their website.
Yeah, anyway. That's awesome. Let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, let's talk about some other things to consider when you're shopping. Kind of those buyer beware situations. Keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Have you ever considered working with an image consultant or stylist, but were worried about what the experience would be like? If that sounds like you, then Michael Bruce Image Consulting is here to help. They've worked with thousands of people, and many of those individuals have shared their experiences by way of style stories. Go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com/stylestories and check out what their delighted clients have to say about their experiences.
Welcome back to the show. Before the break, we were talking about some shopping situations where, you know, even as professionals, we run into situations that that are not what they seem. There was a song when I was in elementary school. It was called Batteries Not Included, Accessories Sold Separately. And I remember the words and they come into my head occasionally that like sometimes you can't believe the things you see on TV.
Absolutely.
And then I remember like the final words were like, no more ads for me, no more fads for me. I'm going fishing. You'll see. And
so let's just go fishing.
I will definitely not be going fishing.
No.
However, you do have to be careful when you go fishing for deals.
Absolutely.
You might mm-hmm. pull up a boot and not the boot you want.
Yeah.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, let's face it. Everybody loves a sale, right? Everybody loves a good deal. So how can you protect yourself and make sure that, you know, what's being offered or shown is what, you know, is the real thing? And, you know, how do you shop thoughtfully when you're being bombarded with sales?
So I think for me this year, well, I am all my gifts. I mean, I don't know where it came from. And maybe it's because we did a couple shows on it are local for the most part. And sustainable for people. And of course, nice. Usable. So usable, local, and sustainable.
I like it.
Yeah, I just panicked.
don't panic. So, okay. So Stacey, that leads to the next thing. So being thoughtful about it. So mm-hmm. rather than panicking, be organized and create a list. Even when you're being bombarded with mm-hmm. these emails, write down, who am I looking to shop for?
Right.
What do they love? What do they do? What are they into? And then come formulate a plan. And then you can categorize, you know, where you want to shop and where you're best going to spend your money. When those emails come in, you can just discard the ones that then don't have any relevance to what you're looking for, so that you're not dragged into that idea of, oh, there's money off. I must go yeah. look. Because what happens then is you spend time on that website or where the shop, whatever, and you buy things that you don't necessarily need, want, you know, so kind of ignore those. If you've got a game plan going in, I think that's a good way to do it. And again, sign up for emails that are from local retailers too, to support those local businesses.
Right.
Now, we had a client who actually, and I'm sure a couple of you guys do this too, but rather than having all of these sales type emails, you know, from stores that you sign, you know, sign up and you get discounts and this, that, and the other coming into your regular inbox, sign up on a different email address that literally is just for shopping.
So that's a great idea.
So that you do that, you know, it's purposeful. You go to those emails when you actually want to shop, rather than being dragged into this mindset of, because I said, I must look, I must buy, because, you know, then that's that kind of triage shopping, or, like, you know, Stacey, just buying for the sake of
panic shopping. Well, 911.
And here's the interesting thing. So I have this little notebook where I write down every year, every item that I get my kids. I've got four kids, mm-hmm. and there's always a, you know, some kind of correlation in the gifts. I write down every stocking stuffer that they've gotten from Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And I write down all of the gifts that they get. And then when there's something that they've really responded well to, I know that it was a good thing. And so I write these things down. However, they mess me up, because when you have four kids that are 18 to 25, it's really difficult to pick like what they need to make sure that the holidays continue to be, you know, fun.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's like purposeful,
right.
and they don't have the money. Mm-hmm. And so it really requires that thoughtfulness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there's
opposite. Stace, my older son just got a job and now he has money. And so he's like, oh, I've wanted this for so long, I'm going to go get it myself. And I'm like, that's my challenge, is what can I get him that he can't get himself?
Right.
Or
right.
What can I think of? So, you know,
yeah.
It goes both ways, I think.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Trying
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
I do write down, I take notes, believe it or not. I'm not a big note taker, but I take notes of people all year long about.
When you do. You have like a special file on your phone.
Yes, I do. When I was like, they could use that, because it's got to be, a gift has to be purposeful. So, yeah.
I like that. Well,
that's a great idea.
Another thing that I would say is that, as Pamela is talking about all of the inundation of emails that come in, there are websites out there and apps like Honey, for instance, that when you're going to check out, you can go to Honey and it will check to see if there's any promo codes or any coupons or anything like that. And it like scans all of the active ones and you can get a discount of some kind. And so I have learned to scan anything that I do through Honey. The other thing to remind people is, this time of year, you can actually do something with like Amazon. I mentioned Amazon specifically. There may be other sites that do it, where you go in and you can donate money, a portion, to a charity of your choice.
Yeah, that's a big thing. That is on a lot
Amazon Smile.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time you purchase something, a small percentage goes to the charity of your choice.
Exactly.
Yes, I think that's great.
So it's another way of, you know, feeling good that if you're going to shop at Amazon and it drives you crazy to do so, however they've got it and you'll get it, then do it through Amazon Smile and get something back for it.
Right.
One thing I would say, Stacey, about, you know, Amazon and that being a big chain, just remember that there are actually a lot of small businesses that do sell their products through Amazon as well. So
right.
try and find those retailers as well. Like, for example, Boma Jewelry, they sell some of their stuff through Amazon too. So you can, you know, you can find those small retailers too, and then you're giving it a double whammy. You're supporting a local business or a small retailer and giving to charity if you sign up for the Smile program as well.
Yep.
That's a great idea. You know, Pamela, you do this really well. I was thinking about how to prepare. Is you look at reviews a lot. You are like, you don't put your stamp on anything. It's like, I've looked at all the reviews.
Mm-hmm. You have to
look at
reviews.
And I think that's really important. I've never really done that. And lately I'm like, I have to start looking at the reviews.
Yeah. And I think, you know, part of that's, you know, the household that I live in, we're very, you know, kind of analytical about things. But you know, you want to, especially shopping online, right? Because there's so many variables. You don't know about quality because you can't touch and feel. Mm-hmm. You don't know if what you're being what's being represented is actually that item. But looking at the reviews first and, you know, setting yourself a benchmark of, okay, what's the minimum requirement that I'm going to be okay with? Mm-hmm. You know, if that is 3 stars for you, that's fine. If it's 4, 4.5, whatever your benchmark is, that's fine. Read those reviews. Make sure that the reviews that you're reading are, you know, within the last few months to a year, nothing past that, because they're no longer relevant. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I like to look for as well is actually photos. If it's clothing, photos. Absolutely. Of real people wearing those mm-hmm. items mm-hmm. and how they actually look.
Yeah.
And especially when they give descriptions of, you know, what their body shape is, or their right. size, height, you know, any of those things that give you a true indication of how that, you know, item is actually going to look on you. I think that's, you know, that's one of the best indicators that you can look at, what other people's reactions are to it. Yes, other people's benchmarks are different from yours, but you can get a good sense of like, okay, is that item shapeless? Is mm-hmm. it, does it look like it's, you know, poor right. quality? Does right. it look like you can spit peas through it? I mean, right. there's all these different things.
Yes.
I like that. Sorry. Another Pamela-ism, another that Pamela-ism. I'm going to have to take on.
Spit peas through it.
I take it means that it's like, wafer thin.
Wafer thin.
Exactly. Okay. There's no substance to it. You know, literally you can see through it. And yeah, anyway, I think that's pretty self-explanatory. But reviews, you know, because you can't touch and feel online. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of, we're talking more about online shopping as opposed to in-store these days. But reviews and photos, I think, is key. And I don't buy anything online unless I check it. And check in the small print as well of things. So mm-hmm. Almost got kind of jumped into something yesterday where flashed across my screen. Oh, you can get 2 pairs of workout pants for $24 or 80% off things. That's great. I'll purchase some of those for my daughter. Go on. Didn't read the small print of signing up for the VIP when you get to checkout. Well, actually, in order to get that discount, you have to sign up for a monthly subscription of $50. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I don't wear enough workout gear to justify that. So
right. Really,
you know, look at the small print first, then look at the reviews, and then, you know, just be very strategic about it. Is it a pain? Of course it is.
Right.
You know, who doesn't want to just go, yeah, I'll have that and right. get excited about it. But you'll be less excited about it when it comes home if you haven't done the groundwork.
Absolutely.
Speaking of athletic wear too, I think one thing that I take advantage of is, like, for me, workout gear, I really like Athleta. I think the stuff mm-hmm. fits well and it's really high quality, and they never have sales. You know, it's funny that they're owned by Gap, and like, you can't walk by Banana Republic without getting hit in the head with a 40% off sign.
Used to be.
Athleta never has sales. Well, like, there was actually something that I wanted and I hadn't got it. Well, bam, all of a sudden your whole purchase is 20% off. So for me, that was the trigger. So it's not even a gift. It was something for myself that I just sort of didn't really feel justified in. And so there are those stores that it's like the one time a year that you can mm-hmm. actually find stuff that is on sale.
Yeah.
You just have to have patience, which
well,
I don't
patience
always have.
And yeah. thoughtful and purposeful. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's not reactionary
right.
shopping.
That's
right.
True.
It's
yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. Which I think, which is kind of going back to the point of the show in the first place, is, you know, the whole idea of Black Friday, Cyber Monday is kind of reactionary shopping. But remember, stores have sales throughout the year too. So
right.
I know this is kind of holiday season. It's gift giving season. That's why we're talking about it. But if it's not something that you really, really need, you know, it's more of a want as opposed to a need, then mm-hmm. maybe you wait and.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
I.
So it's not cluttering up your closet.
And depending on who
can't have
it
that.
Is, I would say err on the side of Bruce does this lovely thing where he does, like, he articulates. He's a words of affirmation kind of guy. So he'll write a lovely card, and I'll take that over a scarf that's going to go in my closet and I'm never going to wear every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so just remembering that quality time, or whatever someone's love language is, words of affirmation or whatever it is, don't err on the side of just getting something to
absolutely.
Get something.
Yeah.
It's yeah. just not worth it.
It's just not worth it. I mean, when I look for people, gifts for people, I'm like, okay, A, there's not a lot of people that I know that need, if you will, anything. So getting something that's purposeful, that's nice and thoughtful, I think that goes a long way.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yep. And thoughtfulness is always stylish.
And stylish. Absolutely. I was going to say the same thing. See?
It's always stylish, right?
It's
when
always
you,
stylish.
When you think past, you know, you think in different ways, it's always stylish.
Absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. I will say I do love shopping for this crew because it is fun and everybody appreciates like fun and frivolity, whether it costs, you know, 5 cents or $50.
Mm-hmm.
Like
absolutely.
The value is in the thought.
Yes.
So.
Exactly. It's always the thought that counts.
Remember, I always have a theme. So there's a theme. What's the theme this year? The theme is local. Sustainable. Functional.
So I'm not getting
like
a pony?
It.
So you're not getting a pony.
All right.
Did you want a pony?
I mean, I don't know. It's my go-to response to things. I'm always like, whenever I tease my mom, like, you know, oh, some guy hit on you? Like, was he going to be my new daddy? Am I going to get a new pony? Yeah. So, but that's another show.
That is another show.
So basically, folks, just be thoughtful, be mindful, think mm-hmm. of the recipient, and also think of what you can really spend and make smart purchases. Read the fine print. Pay attention. Batteries not included. and all of those warnings. So, and remember, if you have other questions, you can go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com. We would love to share more with you. So go to the website. You can see past episodes of this podcast. You can also find it on pretty much every major platform.
Every major platform.
So take a listen for other great tips and tricks and ideas with Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
There you go. Wow. So our show is almost over.
Our show is about 10 seconds
about
away.
10 seconds away.
So
right on.
Thanks,
we'll
everybody.
See
we'll see you guys next week.
See
thanks
you
a lot.
Next time.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.